execution of new events. Gary McKinney is the owner and founder of WCRA. There isn't really a replacement DRA, so I wouldn't even reference him in the same voice. No, it's a privately held organization that's not owned by any contestants or rodeo members. Well, the May Rodeo in Vegas that PBR produces is going to convert from a PRCA rodeo to a WCRA rodeo. And a lot of the reasons behind that are just that we want to significantly increase the prize money. We want to ensure that there's a format that appeals to the fans and maximizes the media opportunities through both Ride Pass and other television avenues, and so we are not going to be a PRCA rodeo. We will be a WCRA rodeo this year. It's a completely separate organization, but we're joined at the hip. Yeah, actually, we're working towards a major press announcement, which will reveal all of the details of WCRA, as well as all the plans and the event plans. They'll all be announced in May as part of the PBR event, the Last Cowboy Standing, as well as the WCRA Las Vegas Showdown. And so that is not only the first event, but it's the launching pad for what is WCRA, what is it going to do, how will it fit into the entire rodeo space, and what are the events that PBR and WCRA will partner on. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, much like our announcement with the National High School Rodeo Association, we'll manage the WCRA's media rights that'll include coverage on Ride Pass, as well as the possibility that we'll strike some other TV deals or other media deals. So, you know, we're approaching these opportunities like WCRA and NHSRA to maximize the media exposure that fans get to those properties. And Ride Pass will be a major and significant component of that coverage plan, but it may also include television or other means of distribution. Well, I think, first of all, you know, PBR has hundreds of events around the world that are not currently televised and can't be covered really through our great partnership with CBS and CBS Sports Network. So Ride Pass is the home of all things PBR, and it will be the exclusive home of that. You mentioned NHSRA and the National High School, which Ride Pass will offer a great, great expanded list of event coverage as well as storytelling around those athletes. WCRA, the same thing. We think, you know, we believe and have proven over the years that People need to know who these athletes are in order for them to care about them in competition. So in addition to the great event coverage, the rodeo and PBR coverage of live events, we'll have expanded storytelling through features as well as docuseries and other things that we produce. And then you can expect that you'll hear a lot more about rodeo event coverage that will be added to the schedule. We'll be making several announcements about that in the coming months. Well, the free coverage is provides people who download the app that provides them access to some of our highlight videos and bull highlights, rider profiles, rider highlights, as well as the standings, day sheets, and access to other information that people have become accustomed to through the website or the PBR app, prior apps. But with the expanded event coverage, we're bringing 150 plus. Live events to fans. We're bringing original series that we're investing a lot of dollars in, and so those exclusive opportunities will only be available to subscribers. But that's helping us to expand the coverage and make the great investments that we are in bringing these great events and original series to the fans. Well, you know, the PBR, we've been producing digital coverage for 4 or 5 years and brought our television production in-house about 5 years ago, and it was all in anticipation of this period and this launch of Ride Pass, because it allows us to cover events that just can't be covered on television. So we'll have a full broadcast team on-site producing multi-camera shoots for any and all performances of the Unleash the Beast series that are not televised. We'll also bring fans full-produced broadcast coverage, broadcast-quality coverage of the Velocity Tour. We'll repackage the international series and events and make them available to our past subscribers. And then when we are televised, we have wide angle coverage of the events as we have had in the past, but we'll also have a broadcast team on site with interviews, behind the scenes activities. And then we intend to roll out other camera angles and unique opportunities for fans to view Ride Pass companion product to our great CBS and CBS Sports Network broadcasts. Ride Pass coverage will be live always, but the broadcasts for CBS and CBS Sports Network will be subject to the schedules that we go through every year in great detail, with our intent of making all or most of them as live as they can be. But the Ride Pass coverage will always be live. Yeah, the point system since implemented has been working fabulously to determine the best bull riders in the world and rank them appropriately. But as we started to look at the bottom of the list and how hard it was for some competitors to earn their way in with the just stellar performances in the Velocity Tour, and the other factor being that the competition level at the Velocity Tour has increased dramatically over the last couple of years. And so we just modified a few of the points to make it a little easier for guys that are winning and proving themselves in the Velocity Tour and throughout the whole PBR event system to earn their way into the top 35. So it was a very minor change that shouldn't affect the standings from, you know, 1 through 20, but it may have an effect on 21 through 35, and that's what we were intending. And it's helping to bring some great new talent into the sport. Well, yeah, and the general idea when we put the new point system together was to ensure that the top 35 bull riders in the world coming out of the world finals, which had obviously proved themselves to be the best 35 guys in the world through a season of competition, that they had an adequate opportunity to earn the points to stay on the tour. And so after the first cut, after 5 weeks, only the bottom five guys are subject to the cut, and number 1 through number 30 have 8 events before they're subject to the cut. That was our way of ensuring that a guy who comes out and is competing week in and week out against the best bull riders in the world has enough events to secure their place in that season's standings. But if they're not riding at a high level and not covering their bowls, then they're not going to score any points. And it's so, you know, after 8 weeks, we open it up where if anybody from below 35 moves into that top 35, they're coming, and the guy that was 35th is getting bumped. Well, you know, there were a couple of